Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 5, day 5 of our study of 1st and 2nd Timothy. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're looking at 1st Timothy 5, 22 through 25. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Before we jump into this, I want to encourage you to sign up for our email list. We've been sending out regular emails encouraging you to read and keep up with the podcast that we're doing and keep up with the Bible reading as we go through 1st and 2nd Timothy, and we'll do it for future books. I really want to encourage you to sign up for the email list. I believe you'll be blessed by what we send to your inbox on a regular basis. Don't spam you. There's not other stuff. It's just 10-week Bible stuff that will get sent to you. So go to 10weekbible.com and sign up for the email list today. With that, let's pray before we start today. Lord, I ask that you would open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say, God. We want to encounter you through your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is 1 Timothy 5, starting in verse 22. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, and do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. This is a bit of an interesting phrase that Paul is using here. One way that you could look at this is that he's saying, don't be hasty in laying on hands to pray for people, to anoint people and pray for them by laying on your hands for healing or other things. I don't think that's what Paul is saying. A lot of scholars that believe the Bible don't believe that's what he's saying. In the context of what he's been saying, it seems like what Paul is saying is the laying on of hands to anoint people into leadership positions. That seems to be, from the context in 1 Timothy, what Paul is getting at. It very well could be that he's saying, don't be too hasty to lay hands on people to pray for them. But based on Paul's life and everything else that he's said, that doesn't really jive. That there's a lot of people that say that that's what he's saying, is that you should be choosy of who you lay hands on because you may pick up their demons and all this kind of stuff. And you know, if you get involved in other people's sin, then yes, you may get accosted by whatever demons they may be carrying with them. You may suffer from that if you jump into their sins. And that may be what Paul is saying here. But I think what Paul is saying in this context is don't be too hasty to appoint new leaders to the church. Again, and I don't think it's that you shouldn't be laying hands on people to pray for them because they might have demons. Lots of people got demons. We need to be people that get them free from those. We need to be praying for people. We need to be laying hands on people and praying for them, getting them free from whatever they have, and not being afraid of that. There's lots of, I've encountered so much weirdness and stuff like that, where people get into all this weird technicalities and fear, really based off of that kind of stuff. We have power in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. We speak against whatever powers and principalities. We don't have to fear those things. Paul says we shouldn't be unaware of them. We definitely shouldn't jump in with other people's sin in those ways, but we shouldn't be afraid of doing that. So it doesn't make sense in the context of who Paul is and what he said that he's specifically talking about laying on hands. Again, it could be, but I don't think so. I think he's talking about appointing leaders. And I think that it also fits in context that if you're appointing leaders, that if you're appointing bad leaders, you're going to get sucked down into whatever wrong they're doing if they shouldn't be leaders. If they're doing things wrong, doing wrong things. You know, Paul has already made it clear in other epistles is that don't kid yourself. Bad company corrupts good morals. And so if you get bad leaders around you, it will screw you up too. So don't anoint these people. Don't appoint these people as leaders too hastily, because they'll drag you down too in that leadership position. Verse 23, stop drinking only water and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illnesses. Now, obviously, this is directed specifically at Timothy. This is not Paul making a proverb, saying proverbially that everyone who has stomach problems should drink some more wine. It's very clear here that that Paul knows Timothy, and in the past they've had some dealings where it must have been obvious to Paul, at least, that when Timothy drank a little wine as opposed and a little bit less water, that he felt better, that it dealt whatever the stomach issues that Timothy has, that it made them go away or it made them better. This is something that Paul personally intimately knows about Timothy. And maybe Timothy doesn't like wine or doesn't drink wine for whatever reason. Very often he prefers water. And Paul's like, even though you prefer water, you should drink a little wine because it'll help with your stomach. Again, this is not proverbial. This is not Paul saying everyone who's got a minor stomach issue should drink wine instead of water. That's not what he's getting at. This is specifically to Timothy. I love this though, because we need to remember, you know, I asked myself, why would this be in scripture to be remembered forever? If it really only applies to this one person throughout all of history, again, he's not speaking in these broad strokes. And medically, you know, I don't know, maybe there's something here. Maybe there's not. I'm sure people have researched this. I'm sure they have. I'm sure there's studies. I don't really care to go look into that because I don't think that's the point. Again, there may be something here, and maybe Paul is speaking not proverbially, but maybe there is a hidden medical message in this. I don't know. Medical people, I'm sure, again, they've done studies on that, whatever. But what I love about this is the tenderness and the affection. And I think we can take that tenderness and affection to actually know people well enough to know this. We live in a day and age now where it's getting harder and harder because everything's on social media and we interact so much less in person over time. Like, we spend so much less time with people. We have people in our home less often. We're around people less than we have been in years past and centuries past because we've so much access to technology that actually makes it harder for us to know people. All of this technology that's supposed to connect us actually connects us less. And we don't know these kinds of things. And so I think this is important for us to remember that we should know people this well. We should know our friends this well. Verse 24, the sins of some are obvious, reaching the place of judgment ahead of them. The sins of others trail behind them. In the same way, good deeds are obvious, and even those that are not obvious cannot remain hidden forever. Again, this is kind of a grab bag of last minute advice to Timothy. These last two chapters are going to be a little bit of that. And so this is Paul being a little bit proverbial here, saying, hey, Timothy, remember that, like David kind of lamented in the Psalms, is why does it seem like the bad people get away with things and things go well for them? And it's almost like Paul would be reminding Timothy of David's lament over that is, hey, even though you see people getting away with stuff, they won't get away with it forever. It will catch up to them. It absolutely will catch up to them. And in the same, even if it's hidden sin or even if it's stuff that they think they're getting away with, they won't get away with it forever. And in the same way, if you're doing secretly nice things, the Lord has a way of exposing those. The Lord has a way of rewarding you for those things that you're doing good. Like, we should let our lights so shine before men that they praise God, right? We shouldn't necessarily be trying to hide every good deed, but doesn't mean that we should be trumpeting every good deed that we do either. And so even those good deeds that we keep hidden, the Lord has a way of exposing them and broadcasting them for us. And so that's this bit of advice that Paul is leaving this train of thought on here. As we end chapter 5 and move into chapter 6. And again, the chapters and verses, they weren't there when Paul originally wrote this, but this is that mental break here. Paul is kind of throwing these things out. And I think that is so important for us to remember that secret sin will catch up to us and secret good deeds will also catch up to us. Let's make sure that we're about the second thing. Let's be about having secret good deeds catch up to us. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. And I can't wait to see you next time.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.